You're listening to SBS News.
The exit polls had suggested there might be a tie, but the Social Democrats were celebrating as if it was already an outright win.
I think it is amazing. It was worth all the work and we were counting on this result.
But the SPD's candidate for Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, was more reserved, knowing there's still a battle ahead.
The SPD gets a lot of support from the citizens, and that is a mandate to make sure that everything that was discussed in this election campaign will be implemented and that we make a strong political case for it.
Election officials say a count of all 299 constituencies shows the Social Democrats won 25.9% of the vote, ahead of 24.1% for the Union Bloc. Angela Merkel's CDU party struggled without her on the ballot, receiving its worst post-war election result. Yet CDU leader Armin Laschet believes all is not yet lost.
Werden wir alles daran setzen, eine Bundesregierung unter Führung der Union zu bilden?
We will do everything possible to build a conservative-led government because Germany.
Deutschland.
Germany now needs a future coalition that modernises our country.
Die unser Land modernisiert.
The environmentalist Greens came third with 14.8%, followed by the pro-business Free Democrats with 11.5%. The two parties have already signalled that they're willing to discuss forging a three-way alliance with either of their two bigger rivals to form a government. The Greens were overwhelmingly endorsed by young voters, with party leader Annalena Baerbock calling for a new direction.
We are now tackling this task with determination. We have a mandate, not only for future generations, but you can sense that this country needs a renewal, a real awakening. And above all, this country needs a climate government. That is the result of this federal election.
Christian Lindner, leader of the business-friendly Free Democrats, says the country needs calm and moderate leadership.
The job for all responsible parties is the citizens want a government built out of the political middle.
Germany now enters what's a familiar period of coalition talks, which aren't just about the number of seats, but about whether parties will be willing to compromise on key values in order to form government. It's usually a lengthy process, but negotiations began almost immediately in a uniquely German election night tradition, the Elephant Round, where leaders debate the makeup of the next government on live TV. Angela Merkel remains a caretaker leader, and if a deal's not done by December the 17th, she'll become Germany's longest-serving chancellor. Nikki Canning, SBS News.